So before we get started with the podcast, I wanted to give a shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and mind body coach in Los Angeles, and you might remember that she guest hosted the podcast back in January and even came on live back in August of 2021, and we did an in-person interview, and it was fantastic. So I urge you to go check that out if you haven't listened to it already. Jeannie facilitates breath work to decrease stress, release stuck negative emotions, and decrease pain. Having trouble calming the monkey mind? She's your gal. It's not about controlling or managing your stress or thoughts. Instead, it's about shifting and improving the relationship that you have with them. Jeannie spent 16 years battling fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and a myriad of other chronic symptoms that left her physically and mentally exhausted. She healed herself completely and is obsessed with getting her clients fast results through her one-on-one coaching program. You can receive instant access to her recorded breathwork mini sessions by visiting www.jeanniecolwin, that's JeannieColwin.com to sign up. Thanks for coming back. It's the last day of March already. Spring is upon us. As you listen to this, I'm 36 years old because I had my birthday back on Sunday. So I guess that's exciting. But let me give a shout out to the patrons of the podcast. So patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Patreon is actually a great place for all content creators. In fact, I subscribe to 4 or 5, I think, at this point, where I throw a few dollars in their tip jar. I get to enjoy the fact that I'm supporting them in their endeavors, because ultimately that's why they can continue to put out YouTube videos or podcasts or content or whatever, because of that kind of support. So give a shout out to Amanda, Elise, Enda, Dominic, Sasha, Sylvie, James, John, Brooke, Jason, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Michael, Anthony, Jen, and Nate. Christina, Ross, Julie, Brian, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast month after month, week after week. So I had a couple of different choices for what I was going to do for content for today. And I recorded an interview yesterday with a therapist, a pain reprocessing therapy therapist. I think I said that correctly. And I was going to air that, but ultimately I wanted to kind of clue you all in on sort of what's been going on with me in the last few weeks. So when I have setbacks or issues or sudden pain taking me over, I haven't been shy talking about it. It hasn't happened a lot. It's happened maybe two or three times in the last 4 or 5 years or so that I've been doing this podcast. But we are in the midst of that right now, and it's kind of progressively gotten worse over the last month, and I've just continued to get distracted, and I'm going to get more involved in that here in a little bit. So life has been heavy the last few weeks, and I was doing pretty simple mobility yoga type stuff back in the last week or so of February. It would have been the last like five to 10 days of February. Thought that I was fine. Weightlifting was going really good. My training was going really good. I was on pace, in fact, with about 4 weeks left to go in the program. So it was a 13-week program, I think. I just sort of ran out of steam with about 2 weeks to go, one or two weeks to go. And that's probably a combination of a lot of things, but it would have been right around that time that the entire family caught COVID except for me, and sort of rapidly changing rules and regulations and relationships and dynamics and things like that was right around that time as well. And I just kind of ran out of steam on my weightlifting program. And so I was doing some yoga, some mobility work towards the end of the cycle, because I was all set. I mean, in the first 7 to 8 weeks of that particular 13-week program, I was well on pace to break some all-time lifetime PRs, and it's been a long time. The last snatch PR that I hit was in June, I think it was June or July of 2018. And the last clean and jerk PR that I hit was March of 2018. And I had a clean PR in June or July of 2018. And I've PR'd my deadlift and my back squat and my front squat and my bench and presses and jerks and things like that. But the traditional Olympic lifts have just been a challenge because they're to me, I think that a deadlift PR or squat PR is actually much easier than a weightlifting PR. And my reason for that is just, which PR, I've said this 100 times in this podcast, and I haven't actually said what it is in case maybe you don't know, is a personal record. That's what it stands. That's the acronym. So because you're combining strength with technique and you're having to do it with a lot of precision. In fact, there was a really famous U.S. weightlifter, Donald Schenkel, or Donnie Schenkel. I forgot exactly what his quote was, but it was something along the line of basically what weightlifting is that you are shooting a rhinoceros in the head with a needle, and you need to thread the needle at the same time with the same hand. And that's the kind of precision that weightlifting requires. So I just kind of ran out of steam towards the end of that. And then I have this issue in my low back or my hip or something like that on an action that absolutely should not have caused the amount of pain that it caused. And it wasn't instant. It was like I was doing this stretches and this mobility work. And then as the hours and the days rolled on, it just started feeling funkier and funkier and funkier. And I started having thoughts about the physical realm. The plan was to finish that cycle, which wrapped up around March 1st or so, take 2 weeks off, maybe even 3 weeks off. That was the plan going in before I had any sort of pain issues whatsoever. It was going to be kind of like, okay, we're going to take a rest from the cycle. We'll get in a little bit more walks. We'll ride our bicycle because the weather should be a little bit better. I'll spend a little bit more time getting back into skateboarding because now it's not raining every single day. So I can do that kind of stuff. Riding my motorcycle a little bit more, just kind of doing general hobby stuff, working on the lawn, gardening, like outdoor stuff, but not just weightlifting, giving myself a little break. Because I'm a big believer in with sports that absence really does make the heart grow fonder. And so if you do continuous weightlifting cycles or continuous CrossFit programs or whatever, and you just do that month after month after month and year after year, there's no seasonality behind it. So you can't really miss something unless you sort of step away for a little bit. And I'm a big believer in that. However, I spent those first few weeks during March just feeling really shitty. And then I went on that vacation on the 10th or the 11th of March. And it just I expected, okay, a week away on a quote vacation, as my wife calls it, a making memories. And I wasn't any better. I got back and planned to work out and just wasn't any better. And then just in the last few days, I saw a PT yesterday. Maybe it was a couple days ago. It was a couple days ago. It was on Monday. And I'm reading these books and I'm thinking about physical therapy stuff again. And then about an hour ago, as I'm getting ready to edit the podcast I recorded yesterday, I just started really thinking and remembering. And I opened back up my healing back pain book to relook at Sarno. I rewatched the 2020 video and it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know all this stuff, and you know how to attack it. You know how to tell other people to attack it. I do it every single week on this show, and yet you're not following it. So down with the PT, down with the exercises, down with all of that stuff. I started thinking all anatomically. I was thinking about, God, maybe my lower back hurts because my psoas are super tight, and the psoas are kind of like the emotional part of the body. And in a lot of ways you have a lot of tension, and you do get a lot of tension in that particular muscle. It's sort of the heart center. Just Google psoas, and there's been lots of literature about this. But actually, Danny Fagan, who is my TMS journey, I've interviewed her before. She's great on Instagram. Her website is beautiful. She has a whole section about psoas, and she was what came up when I Googled psoas Dr. John Sarno, and then I was just reading what her write-up was about it. And specifically, she says on there, not doing any sort of stretches or therapy or things like that around the psoas, because, again, this is a physical problem that cannot be fixed with a physical solution. It's an emotional or a mental solution. So then I go back and I read a couple of excerpts out of Sarno's books. In the mind-body prescription, he talks about making a list of the things that are giving you tension and rage and things like that. So I went through and I did that just before this episode started. And like, my God, I thought the list was short. I was thinking this is only going to be two or three items long. And some of this is going to be candid. I even had a couple of customers recently that I told that I do this podcast for. They work in mental health and maybe they're listening, maybe they're not. But this list started just getting very long. So I'm going to just run through the things that I started writing or started typing that started coming to mind. Again, I thought this was just going to be a couple of things. So this weekend, if you know me, you know that I'm a big pro wrestling nerd. WrestleMania is the biggest event of the year. Normally in the pre-COVID world, I would fly to whatever city it was in and I would go to the week's festivities, and it was just a blast. It was something I really looked forward to every single year. I got to go to a different event, usually two or three different events throughout the day, every day for four or five straight days, and I just really looked forward to it. My trip in 2020 to Tampa for this got canceled because of COVID. 21, they were only allowing certain people there, and it still didn't seem like it was the best idea to do. And then this year, when tickets went on sale, still didn't seem like it was the best thing to do. And I was a little resentful over it being a 2-day event now, whereas it used to be a 1-day event. And so I could go to a lot of different other things throughout the week, as opposed to occupying two of my days sitting in a chair in one specific arena. So I didn't go this year. I was stubborn about it. It's in Los Angeles next year. I am going. And I'm saying that right now, whether it's 1 or it's 2 days, I don't care. So I started to make this list. My mom called me a week ago or so, a few days ago, and said that, hey, your brother's 30th birthday is on April 2nd. We want to do a dinner for him. And I had said, whoa, whoa, whoa. April 2nd is WrestleMania. I've had it on the family calendar for 6 to 10 months now at this point, saying that I look forward to this every single year. She's like, can't you watch it on a delay? And I'm like, I mean, I could, but I want to be surprised. Live sports watching on a delay sucks, because anybody texts you, you look at anything on social media, you get spoiled. I remember last August, there was a huge thing that happened in pro wrestling, and I was watching it on a delay. I was on my solo motorcycle trip. I was going to have to watch it on a delay. And I just went to ESPN.com thinking that was a safe space and I could just check the score of the baseball game. It was the top story. CM Punk returns to wrestling on AEW tonight. And I was just crushed. I hated that. So I told her, no, WrestleMania is that day. I can do any other day except that Saturday or Sunday. I could do morning. I could do afternoon. I could do Friday night. I could do Sunday morning. We could do brunch. We could do lunch, whatever. She leaves a voicemail for me about 4 hours ago and says, hey, we're doing your brother's birthday dinner on Saturday. Even though I already told her no, we're doing it on Saturday, and we want it to be more than just us. So you need to be here. And I'm not going. But I texted him and told him, hey, I can't make that day, but let's go and get dinner and a beer or something like that. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, haven't heard from him back yet, but look, this is time to be selfish. So WrestleMania for brother's birthday dinner. This is my list. WrestleMania for brother's birthday dinner. When COVID was over, I thought I'd get to go to WrestleMania, and that turned out to not happen when really I should have. The Disneyland trip. Disneyland, a lot of fun. Taking two kids to Disneyland for 3 days is an enormous amount of work, and they just bounce between fighting each other. You're fighting with them. You're all yelling at each other. You're wanting a break, and then they love each other, and it's just, it's all day. We had these friends that I thought we would see for a night. They stayed with us for 3 nights. Kids arguing constantly. Sales, it's the end of the quarter right now. The last day of the quarter is tomorrow. Sales is incredibly challenging, especially at the end of a quarter. You have a boss breathing down your neck to submit deals. You have your boss's boss breathing down your neck to submit deals. Just never stops. The weightlifting cycle ending in late February and not hitting the goals that I should have. Shooting all over yourself, which is something that Nicole Sachs says. I felt that I made these goals. They were not stretch goals. They were not crazy. I should have hit them. I hit a brick wall. I didn't meet those goals again. And we're now 4 years later since the last time that I hit the goals that I set out for. And that is an enormous blow when you train every single day for 4 years and you just can't do it. Motorcycling, not getting my damn dirt bike loaded into my truck. I'm 5'7". I'm trying to load it up this ramp to get it into the back of my pickup truck to go take and do off-road riding. And I just can't muster up the fortitude to walk it up the damn ramp and load it into my truck and go take it somewhere to do. My best friends, the two guys who I always ride with, have increasingly become flakes in the last 6 to 8 months. And so many of our rides are getting canceled. Every single year we go on a ride for my birthday, go somewhere cool. We went up to Nia Bay a couple of years ago. That was a blast. We did off-road riding last year. They just up and canceled a couple of weeks before it happened. And he said that it was his mom's 70th birthday. And the 70th birthday trumps my 36th birthday. So it was canceled. And maybe we'll do it at some other time. And he was texting all throughout that day. So I knew he wasn't that busy. My friend April was diagnosed with breast cancer, stage 4, inflammatory breast cancer. In March of 2016, she rang the bell to be more or less, there was no signs of cancer cells in her body by December. I was at the hospital. She rang the bell. That was supposed to be it. She was put into hospice this week. So unexpected. It has not gone as I thought it would the last 6 years with that. I put my dog down 2 Sundays ago, my sweet boy, Barkley. And again, as I said, as they injected him with the cocktail that stopped his heart, I kissed him on the cheek and I told him how much I loved him. And that was my dog. And I let him go 2 Sundays ago. I was looking, going to a wrestling pay-per-view in May. Everything in Vegas, when I looked, was astronomically expensive, more expensive than I know that I would want to spend. So that got taken off the table. I'm trying to plan out things for myself to do in the summer, whether it's go ride, whether it's go take a solo trip, whether it's go take a friend trip. And there's just so many events coming, family, camping trips and birthday parties and just all sorts of stuff that I have to work around all the time. Just generally being very frustrated with the indecisiveness of clients that I'm trying to work with and trying to help, and they'll ask me for things and I'll get them to them in a very timely manner. We're talking hours, when normal people, these requests may have taken days, and then they will take days or weeks to get back to me. Those things are very frustrating. There was a big presentation I had planned for last Thursday, supposed to be executives there. This was the big one. This was going to be actually the largest deal of my entire career. And then about an hour or two before it was supposed to happen, I got a cancellation, this very flippant response from this client that I've been working on this for 3 years and apparently didn't take this meeting as seriously as I did, because I'd spent the entire preceding week stressing about it and preparing for it and getting ready for it, and ultimately didn't happen. Somewhat of a strained relationship with my oldest brother right now, presumably over COVID. We talked great until my feelings on handling of COVID changed quite a bit right around Thanksgiving or so. It's like we're vaccinated. The best that we can do is take tests. But ultimately, probably just about everybody's going to catch this thing at some point. And so it just is what it is. Didn't change my behaviors. I just said it is what it is. That was a huge turnoff. Him and I have not really talked much since then at all. So that's been very frustrating. Just even like the lifting of like mask mandates in my area and schools letting it go and having to kind of play this mental gymnastics, this mental masturbation around what is the right thing to do? Do you have your kids still masked? None of their friends are masking. They've had COVID. They're vaccinated. What is the reason for it? Do we have them mask or not? So far they haven't. It hasn't been a problem. So who knows? I had an argument with a friend of my wife and I's a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, maybe, where my youngest daughter had thrown up in the car. It was out of nowhere, high energy, feeling great, laughing, doing her normal thing, threw up in the car. 5 minutes later, she's perfectly fine. I don't know what happened. This friend of ours knew about it. This friend of ours texted the teacher of my youngest daughter to tell her. And then she let us know, and she had said, sorry, I thought that they knew. And I told her that this is not your story to tell. That was real tense, and her and I definitely haven't been as friendly as we were before because of that. Overall, just a constant scarcity of money, whether it's over motorcycles or accessories or trips or anything. Going to Disneyland and dropping $40 on a meal and $25 on dessert for 2 kids and just always, are we going to have enough? And we have plenty. We have enough. We pay our bills. We're in a great position. We're in a better position than most people living in the United States. And yet, I think it was so much scarcity around money as a little kid that still dealing with that into adulthood. My therapist, who I see every other week, presumably, canceled our appointments, 3 appointments in a row, which spanned from about January 10th all the way until March 10th or so. So I had 8 straight weeks of missed appointments, and that was very frustrating. Trying to see this guy, trying to talk to him about my issues, my problems, the things that make me tick, the things that make me angry, the things that make me sad, and just cancels like it's just nothing and it doesn't matter. So that blows. Being drawn to arguing with people on Twitter over just stupid stuff, COVID policy, and just politics in general, and it's just ridiculous. Having, I have purchased every, so for the last 2 years, I have said, I'm going to make a video course around this podcast, helping people with the things that I talk about in the podcast and selling it, giving people the ability to download these videos or buy it in a subscription form or something like that, but just recording the content. I bought a green screen. I bought a 4K GoPro. I bought a ring light. I bought better lighting. I bought all sorts of stuff. It is all sitting here. I just cannot bring myself to do it. The content is there. I can record great content. I can record great videos. And I just am not doing it. I don't know what the problem is. Doing physical treatments for what's going on right now when I know better. I know better. And all of these things on the list have been enraging. And yet I sit here and I put this fake smile on and continue to be servants of people like my clients. I used to have this saying that I love. I was talking about my company at the time. This was 10 years ago. No, it was less than that. 6 years ago. And I would say, I love this company with all my heart and it does not love me back. And that's sort of how life is feeling right now in a lot of ways. I will give it all to you, whether it's my buddies that back out on motorcycle rides, whether it's giving my dog all the love that I can give and then having to put him down. It's giving the whole truth to somebody like my brother about, hey, this is how I feel. It is an inevitability that we are going to catch this COVID thing. Whether it's a pandemic or it's endemic, whenever you do catch it, the likelihood of you stepping outside of your house means that you're going to catch it. It just is that way. Taking my kids to Disneyland and getting... We went into the hotel, which was by... It wasn't the Disneyland hotel, but it was by Disney. Very nice hotel, literally across the street from where you would be entering into the Disney Plaza or the Disney Resort. And my oldest daughter walking in, and the first thing she's saying, hotel room is beautiful. My wife booked it, 2 beds, everything we would need, air conditioning, everything. My oldest daughter says, this is really small. This is really small. So it's just, there's just a lot right now. So what I need to do is continue to make lists like this because I already feel better. I was feeling better as I was, because again, I thought going into writing this list about an hour ago, there'd be 1 or 2 things on here, 3 things, because that's what was occupying the space in my brain were these like 3 things. And then I just started going and going and going and going. And that was like 10 minutes out of my day. So this is what I need to do more of. Instead of spending time on those stupid physical therapy exercises, which there's only 3 of them, and maybe they will help my hip range of motion and make me a better squatter, a better deadlifter, a better puller, a better whatever. It's still not going to fix the problem. So that is kind of where we're at today, that even the guys that are talking about the and girls that are talking about this all the time, this is a cure for chronic pain because this has not been going on all that long, a month, 4 weeks. But there is no cure for human pain. So all these things that have been running through my head emotionally for the last 4 weeks finally needed an outlet because I wasn't expressing them or experiencing them. They had to come out somewhere. So they came out in my back. And that's the capital T truth of all of this. Have a good rest of the week. I'll talk to you guys next week.